Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look at this, man. Straight up at 4 o'clock. Like a Swiss watch. Dukes and Bell, man. Live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, we're going to talk to Georgia's special teams legend.
Drew Butler.
Coming up in just a second. First reminder, this portion of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Hey, we did the information. We looked it up five ways. You and I broke it down. Through over 30 years of Atlanta Falcons, first-round defensive picks, five guys that would qualify as stars, air quotes. In other words, multiple Pro Bowl seasons impact. Deion Sanders goes without saying. Keith Brooking, Patrick Kearney, D'Angelo Hall, Sean Weatherspoon. Because of the totality of, or lack thereof, because of injuries and times, his time here. And then asterisk Vic Beasley, one great season, 15 and a half sacks. That's awfully, awfully
awful.
Yes,
that's awfully awful.
Yes. Terrible.
Sadly sad.
And but are we going to take any dogs this year? Now, we're going to be on the defensive side. We want to get to his take on some things going on in college football. We always talk Falcons with our man Drew Butler, but it is part of the dog reports. Yeah, man. Our boy Drew Butler joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. That's a lot of ineptitude on defensive drafting, Drew.
I tell you what, man, you run those names off and you just sit there kind of scratching your head. But I see light at the end of the tunnel with this eight pick, guys. I think you got to go edge. I don't care if it's Jared Verse or Dallas Turner. I think the moves that Terry Fontenot has made with some of the acquisitions and free agency paired with a guy who's going to be able to get after the quarterback, it sets the Falcons up for what we would all assume some success coming up in 2024.
All right, Drew, I got this question for you. NIL, transfer portal, I think you have to let this chaos breathe a little bit so you can define what the parameters should be when you decide to kind of try to regulate it. What would you do? And I look at Caden Proctor. He transfers from Alabama, goes back home to Iowa, stays two months, gets $100,000, and then immediately transfers back to Alabama.
It's just insane. It really is. And I blame the transfer portal more than anything. A lot of the schools that are, you know, the blue chip schools, they structure their NIL collectives, I would say, in a pretty legitimate manner. However, the freedom to transfer whenever you want, example 1A being Caden Proctor, it just shows that college football has lost its way. It's really an unfortunate situation, and in no other professional sport is tampering and unmitigated free agency allowed, and that's exactly what's happening at the college level. You just cannot allow that to happen. I don't know what the rules or regulations will be. I don't know if student athletes will become employees. I don't know if they will unionize. The only thing I would tell them, as a former student athlete, as a former professional athlete, and one who was in a union, I would just tell student athletes to be careful what they wish for, because if they do cross that line and become employees of the universities or the conferences, the dynamic will shift big time, and I think they might get hit with a little reality that they weren't really expecting.
Oh, you can get fired, basically, is what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, Drew. Then you take it to the other extreme, like FSU, their lawsuit, and the idea that they were floating last year that, well, we'll go get corporate investment. We'll go get somebody to invest in this team. Yeah. We can buy out and pay for the $500 million buyout from the ACC. So then you have a board of directors that could fire your coach if they're not winning enough. So I know the world has gone truly bizarro. Drew, I know we've discussed this on and off the air. The only way I think it gets fixed is by moving forward, maybe further down the rabbit hole and come out the other side with a super conference, which creates its own very thin set of rules, more transparency, we all get on with our lives.
I totally agree. Football and men's basketball need to break away from the NCAA, find somebody who will be the governing body, and move forward. However they want to situate that with the student-athletes, pay them, make them employees, whatever that is. Step one is break away from the NCAA and start to form your own rules moving forward.
Our man Drew Butler, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks. Only a couple, actually one upset, and that would be Duquesne beating BYU. 11 seed, by the way, has won a first-round game in 11 of the last 14 years. How? I will ask you one time, Drew, how's your bracket looking?
Oh, no. That's the worst radio ever.
I'm off to a cold start, I'll just say that. So I got the games right on right now. This Thursday and Friday, these are some of the best days of the year right here.
Right on. Duquesne, or as they say in ball ground, Duquesne. Hey,
Duquesne,
man,
that's right.
The Dogs, do you feel that Brock Bowers goes, I don't know, top 10, top 15? Where do you think he's going to go?
I think top 15 is a safe bet. You see some teams that have a very specific need at tight end. We've all kind of been scarred by taking Kyle Pitts at the fourth spot in the past couple of years. So I don't know if a team needs to go that high up to get Brock, but surely would not be surprised if he goes top 10. I think he's comfortably inside that top 15 range for sure.
All right, best quarterbacks coming out. I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy, so is Mike, but we really don't know. It's such an inexact science. It's such a scrutinized position, but we rarely get it right. We only get it right less than half of the time. Who is your top guy as far as quarterbacks go?
I really like Jaden Daniels as well. I think he's really raw. In speaking with some coaches in the NFL, I guess Caleb Williams just is that good. And they're saying his tape pops. He's got a great arm. Obviously, they'll kind of have to contain some of the crazy stuff that he was doing outside the pocket at USC, but surefire number one draft pick. The guy I've got the most questions about is Drake May. I'm just not sold on Drake May. I would take J.J. McCarthy before Drake May, so you know, if he sneaks into that 2-3 range, which everybody has him going, I think that might be a little bit more of a project rather than a Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, who can probably step in day one and start for you.
Now, a lot of people share your opinions about J.J. McCarthy. A lot of people were thinking earlier in the season, well, they don't throw the ball enough. Maybe he's an early second-day pick. What about him has emerged in your mind?
I think he's going to go in the first round. What's always great is on draft day, and you kind of start to get the understanding if it's going to happen or not, but when the team starts trading the picks, right, and then the value goes up on certain guys on the board, and it's nothing that anybody could really predict, but it's just on a need basis. So I think J.J. McCarthy does go in the first round. I'm seeing a lot of mocks where he could even be in that 8, 9, 10, 11 range where the Falcons are. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to pick him, but it's a great quarterback draft class. There's no question about it. You're not even mentioning a guy like Bo Nix, who's played so many college football games as a starter, both in the SEC and Pac-12. So there's just a ton of talent across the board, and the NFL is a quarterback-driven league, and that's why I'm happy the Falcons invested wisely and brought Kirk Cousins in.
Right. We talked about it earlier. I know we had some spirited conversations with the audience because a lot of passion, but the only guys that were interested in Justin Fields were Atlanta fans. I mean, a portion of our
that
fan
is so
base.
True.
Because, I mean, to me, it's not a knock. I got to preface it because people just get so in their bag on this stuff. It becomes such a touchy subject that it never should be. But we all pull for the guy, want to see him, anybody locally succeed.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it was Cam Newton or Trevor Lawrence or whoever. But, I mean, when you see you're getting traded for a conditional six-rounder to one team which already picked up a quarterback, and you've got half the league still looking for a quarterback and no takers. So that kind of tells you what the rest of the personnel people saw in those 3 years in Chi-Town.
100% agree. And I think what could go down as a brilliant stroke of genius from Terry Fondo is getting Rondale Moore in a trade for Desmond Ridder. I thought that was amazing. I was out and about this past week, and I saw that pop up on my phone. I was like, oh, my God, what a great trade. Obviously, Desmond gets a fresh start out west, and you get a plug-and-play receiver in this new style offense led by Zach Robinson. Kirk Cousins had to be happy with that one for sure. So I thought that was an awesome, awesome move by the Falcons front office.
All right, Drew, let me ask you this. As I was talking about before, the quarterback position is so over-scrutinized, physiologically, psychology, all the things, but they're still wrong more than half of the time, and you could have the guy with all the measurables. He could be a dual-threat guy. He's 6'5", 230, runs a 4.5, can throw the ball 2 miles. What's the difference fundamentally between the guys that succeed and the guys that bust? Is it the processing? They have a fast-twitch processing muscle, which separates them from the other guys.
It's all of that. It's leadership skills. It's communication skills. It's how they work in and out of the facility, how they respect or how they command the respect from their teammates and coaches. Some guys just have it, and some guys don't. And it's such – you're under the microscope so much as a starting quarterback in the NFL. The amount of preparation and work is second to none in professional sports. You have to be special. That's why there's only 32 of them in the world, NFL starting quarterback. So it is a crapshoot. You go back historically, you can just close your eyes and throw a dart at the wall, and you see, okay, maybe this guy works out. Maybe he doesn't, and obviously magnified by that 2021 draft class with Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. And it's such an inexact science to find that starting quarterback. But when you do, that's when teams go on these runs, much like the Chiefs are with Patrick Mahomes.
J.J. McCarthy, we already talked about. I mean, there's some folks that feel that Minnesota's going to move up in the top 10 to get him. So you'd have four quarterbacks to go. The question we had yesterday, which had people losing their minds, because we started this whole conversation, this segment with Drew Butler here on Dukes and Bell, with the Falcons' ineptitude to get impact defensive players with their first-round selection, is if Marvin Harrison, who by hook or crook, somehow slips to 8 because some GMs don't like the fact he's not doing the workouts. I know. We went bananas. It's got to be – just reinforce what you started the conversation with, Drew. It's got to be edge rush, right?
It does, and I said it on the Steakhouse. I want Dallas Turner. You know, I want him to be mean. I don't want him to talk to the media. I want people to be scared to walk up to him because he's that big of an ass kicker. That's what we need. Kirk Cousins,
right?
Kirk Cousins is our politician. He's the communicator. Let Kirk handle the media. I want Dallas Turner to be a mean person who can get after the quarterback.
And with a couple of face tattoos before draft day, just to really
let's not go crazy. I like Jared Burst, but you could also maybe trade down and get Jared Burst. I love the idea of trading down and getting more picks. We just liken this to the window we set in 16, where you got to get three impact starters. We got to get a corner because we don't really have a lot of cap space right now unless we start restructuring guys. But yeah, the other thing is just throw you a curveball, Drew. If Joe Alt was there out of Notre Dame. You know, because you do need the heir apparent for Jake, and you could plug him in right now over McGarry. That wouldn't bother me either.
No, anything on the lines of scrimmage, I'm fine. I really am. That's just where the Falcons are at in this moment, and I think the moves for Darnell Mooney and then trading for Rondale Moore will tell you that they might go edge rush and then interior defensive line in the second round, or they could go edge rush and then an offensive lineman. You know, Bergeron slid to the second round last year, and by all accounts, he was a great pickup. So I think you reinforce the lines of scrimmage. You start with somebody you can get after the quarterback, and then you fill the pieces as the draft picks fall.
All right, let's talk about your Steelers. We talked to Drew Butler on Sports Radio 99. The game, Dukes and Bell, we're live at Twin Peaks. Triple in for Carl. Kenny Pickett didn't work out up there. Terry Bradshaw was just effusive in his praise of Kenny Pickett. What were his shortcomings, you think?
I don't know. You know, it's really interesting. I don't know if many people know this, but University of Pittsburgh's facility is actually shared with the Steelers facility. So when you walk in, you know, left door is Steelers, right door is Pittsburgh, and Kenny's been there forever. Maybe he just needed a new fresh scenery. You know, look, did they have all the talent around him? You could definitely make that argument. It's just, it's a hard job, guys. And I don't know if Kenny Pickett being the only drafted quarterback in the first round his year was put in the best situation, or maybe he was elevated too soon because he was a first-round draft pick. But quite simply, he just didn't seem ready. And you bring in Russell Wilson, I think by all accounts he's going to be your day one starter. Fields will back him up. They're making some other moves. There's some rumblings that Coach Tomlin and the Steelers are trying to bring in a couple more pieces. It seems like the Steelers are pushing all their chips into the middle of the table. And you know what? Right. They have to, because the AFC North is stacked with the Bengals and the Ravens, and obviously the Browns made the playoffs last year as well.
And they haven't won a playoff game in a minute. It's been a long time. You're right about that. I also like the idea of Tomlin bringing Fields in, because Arthur may or may not have wanted Fields in 21, but the idea that if Russell does get the big head, hey, I got a guy who's been a starter in this league.
Yeah.
So I still don't know. We brought this up the other day with Brian McFadden, Drew, and he said it's one thing when you hear all this stuff about, you know, no one comes to Russell Wilson's defense.
Nope.
Not one former teammate comes to defend him. That's got to tell you something, doesn't it?
It does, but you can't argue with his stats and his production right. over the past couple of years. I mean, even last year, he had a great year putting up with all that nonsense with Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos trying to get him to remove his injury clause in the contract. I can't believe the Broncos weren't fined or the NFLPA hasn't opened up an investigation. They may or may not have into that type of activity. That's crazy. And the fact that Russell Wilson was able to put up with it, produce on the field until they literally benched him, it just shows you that he still got whatever it is needed in the tank. But from a personality or leadership perspective, he's a little out there. There's no doubt.
All right, brother, man. We always catch you on the steakhouse and all your other duties on the radio station. Brother, thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
That's our man, Drew Butler. Follow him on Twitter as well. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate on Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We got big screen TVs, all the action. We got ice cold brew. Hey Man Ale is on draft. And I'm going to do something I never do. I'm going to put a kid on the radio when we come back.
Oh, boy.
No, but not to overhype it. He's really worth it.
Get the dump butt ready.
No, Henley, I might even adopt this kid. I might borrow this kid to take him to the beach one year.
He's going to come on and weave a tapestry of obscenities.
Absolute chick magnet. Now, we'll also continue the conversation, guys. What should we be doing at 8? And we'll also update you on what's going on with the brackets. One upset today, but nothing major. It's all on the way. Dukes of Bell with Rob Tribble and for Carl at Twin Peaks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gambling on these games. If only we could do it legally. Write your local state rep and tell them, let's put it to a vote.
Referendum, honey.
Try
let's
to
do
kick,
it.
Kick this down the street so we can actually get this on the ballot in November. It is Dukes and Bell with Rob Tribble. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. Hey, before we get to some of the headlines and give you the updates on the tournament, because there is one bracket, a slight bracket buster, potential bracket buster happening right now. About 3 weeks ago, we were here doing the show, Carl and I. And this young man who's going to join us on the mic came up and said hi. His name is Henley. Say hi, Henley.
Hi.
Hey. Just, first off, mom and dad are big sports fans. Henley came up to me and started pumping me full of questions about the Falcons, about the Braves. Henley goes to Blackwell Elementary School. He's playing for the East Marietta Storm Chasers. He's got to get to a game, so we're going to make this quick. So how's your tournament? Who have you got going all the way? Who's your team?
Auburn.
22-1. You know that? Should I not be talking gambling with a small child? Probably not. But I've got UConn. I got the Huskies going all the way. You're not feeling that? No? Okay. Now, who's your favorite Brave?
Ron Acuna Jr.
Who's your favorite Falcon?
Kyle Pitts.
What do you think the Falcons are going to do this year? Playoffs?
I don't think so.
You know, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Holy cow.
You're too young to be that jaded, I respect it.
I mean, you're only eight. You've got at least 10 more years to be that jaded. You don't – no playoffs? We're going to win the division. You don't see it? Defense, what's the problem?
I don't like it.
Wow. My God. This young man has just said the entire radio station says we are going to the playoffs. Henley says, no, the Buccaneers are going to beat us out for the division.
With that attitude, you almost expect him to have a martini and a cigar and say, they're not going to beat us.
Well, you are certainly already way ahead of the game, well-equipped to be an Atlanta sports fan. So are you an Auburn fan?
No.
Good. It just happens to be the basketball team. You like the Georgia Bulldogs? Who do you like in college? Who's your college team?
My mom likes Ole Miss.
Oh, well, you can't go hottie totty. Not talking about your mom. I'm talking about the beverage. Dad's over there. But, no, man, that's awesome. So, now, who you playing today? Who's the game today?
The Sand Nats.
Sand Nats. Okay. And you're playing shortstop or first base? Mm-hmm. Both? Nah, he's a dual threat. Both.
Left-handed or right-handed batter?
Right-handed.
Spray hitter or you power hitter?
Power.
Oh, you got power.
Well, there you go.
Well, there we go. All right.
I'll give you one more chance. Falcons this year. Playoffs? All right, get out of here. Go play your game. That's it. All right, Henley. Good time with our man Henley. He is not gonna. He's not moving off that point. He feels the Falcons don't have what it takes, and he does have to get to a little league. Guys, give him a round of applause.
He is well on his way. He's an Atlanta sports fan.
We're gonna see this guy on Channel 2. Zach Klein's gonna hand the baton to Henley right there, man. Outstanding.
I love how cynical he is, even in such a young. He knows. He knows, man.
Right now, there's all these guys who wanted Justin Fields going. Damn right, Henley. Too funny.
He just knows.
Hey, man, we looked at the numbers earlier in the show. Look at the numbers. And we went back through over 30 years. We literally went back to 1989, so that would be 35 years technically. 30 years of Falcons first round. Not overall players, because we know that if there's a Hall of Fame, and there is one, Jesse Tuggle should be in it. If Jesse Tuggle, I say it all the time, if Jesse Tuggle was a 49er or a Ram or a Bear or
you say
the
same
Jet,
thing about Tommy Nobis.
Yeah, Tommy. Full disclosure, I moved here in 1998, as you guys, some guys know, and we were doing commercials with the Tommy Nobis Center. I met Tommy Nobis, and I back then, the internet was just, you couldn't really get it on your phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's Tommy Nobis? I didn't know.
How dare you?
Because the only way I would have seen a Tommy Nobis play is the halftime of Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell.
And they rarely popped because the Falcons were so bad. Howard wouldn't show highlights of those games unless the Falcons were playing a contender and they were getting beaten.
Right. We were just joking around with a couple of the servers. We said, you guys, it's like Charlie's Angels and I'm Bosley. I go, you know, there was a TV show before the movies. And when the TV stopped at 13, if you lived in Atlanta, the only chance you'd have to see the Falcons other than on CBS that afternoon, unless it was blacked out.
Yep.
Would have been on Howard Cosell at halftime at Monday Night Football.
That's right, that's right.
You know, it'd be like, that man, Tommy Nobis, like a Tommy.
Right there.
You wouldn't have it. So as a kid who grew up in Long Island, I knew Steve Bartkowski. I knew a little bit about Claude Humphrey, but I knew him more as an Eagle than a Falcon.
Right.
When they went to the Super Bowl. So that's my point. Like,
well, a lot of people say Nobis is better than Butkus.
If you put Tommy Nobis in Chi-Town, he is Dick Butkus. Yeah, exactly.
Probably a faster version. I think he's more sideline to sideline.
But we looked at over 30 years of Falcon first-round defensive picks, wherever we selected. And for so many years, without having back-to-back winning seasons, you're picking middle of the pack or lower, sometimes top 10. Andre Bruce was a number one pick. I know.
Yes, I know. I remember very well.
So it's Deion Sanders, Keith Brooking, Patrick Kearney. I went with D'Angelo Hall. Thank you very much. Ice cold Hey Man Ale. I said Sean Weatherspoon because he was part of a 2010 playoff run.
Yeah.
Now, some guys said you could argue that Desmond Trufant with one Pro Bowl season has an edge. So I'll give you that, Desmond Trufant. And then, seriously, Vic Beasley had 23.5 sacks in two seasons. He had 15.5 and then 8. I think it was 5.5 or 5 his first season. But Vic Beasley did help you get to a Super Bowl.
He's a big reason for it, but then everything, you know, the wheels fell off.
And some guys say, well, what about Debo? Debo wasn't the first-round pick. It was Keanu Neal.
Yep.
And Keanu Neal was an impact player until he wasn't when he got hurt.
It was the Achilles, wasn't it?
It was the Achilles of Indianapolis. Remember the end zone.
Man, your soul would leave your body when he hit you.
Right. But the point I'm getting to, guys, over 30 years of first-round selections, and you've got five, and we're still, and it's basically four. Mm. You know, because Kearney was really, he was a double-digit sack guy. He went to Seattle on a free agent deal. But even then, that's, you know, back in the day of the Mike Vick years, Keith Brooking was – he had multiple Pro Bowls. And Deion is one of the greats, but of course he only gave us 4 years in Scranton.
All right, I'm going to go back a ways though. Since we're going down a really depressing road, which is why that youngster over there is already a cynical fan. I went back and dissected drafts from like 69 on to like 75. The Falcons could have had the steel curtain.
Right.
All those guys were right there, and Falcons chose someone else. Dwight White, Mean Joe Green, though we got some lineman that played for 10 years of the Falcons. It was actually quite good. His name escapes me. Okay. We could have had four of those guys that made up the steel curtain.
That's one thing about Chuck Knoll. Everyone knows Joe Walsh, and Lombardi's record speaks for itself. But Chuck Knoll drafted all of those guys.
Yep.
From Franco.
I think Mean Joe Green was his first draft pick.
From Terry Bradshaw. You take it all the way back. You know, you think about the Rooneys and Rocky Blyer story.
Yeah, what a great story.
Swan, Stallworth, all those guys. Man, Mike Webster, all of that was drafted by the coach. And we went back and we looked at the Falcons draft picks. The best defensive drafting general manager was actually the head coach, Dan Reeves. If you look at impact players back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Always appreciate your feedback on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And, of course, you can hit us up. I'm at Put 'em Up. No, that's Carl. Put 'em Up. I'm Mike Belli. I'm so used to promoting it. Rob is at Rob Tribble. Just simply two B's, Tribble. You can talk to him and interact. Rob right now is focused like a laser on the Twin Peaks menu.
I am.
So what's it going to be?
I don't know.
Can I recommend?
Go ahead.
The meatball sub. It's
sold.
A lot of meatballs.
Sold. All right.
I mean, I'm pretty strong on the meatball sub. The burgers are fantastic. We get some of that billionaire
I've had
bacon.
The burgers at their steak here is quite good, too.
You can't go wrong. We're here at Twin Peaks, guys, in Kennesaw. Tomorrow we're going to be heading down to Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Coming up, guys, we've got some tickets to give away. There's a big soccer event coming to Mercedes-Benz, especially if you want to see international soccer.
Women's national
with
team.
With the ladies, U.S. taking on Japan, Canada taking on Brazil. Tickets for that's coming up. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Steak was talking with Brian Snicker. What Snicker had to say about his opening day starter, Ronald Acuna coming back from that injury scare, and just how awful people in Philadelphia are. That's going to come up in just over an hour from now, right here on 96.9.
That demonic city that reeks of sulfur.
We come back with a little guy talk. It's Dukes and Bell with Rob Tribble, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Join the party.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For guy talk. It's time for shenanigans. Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. In the tournament.
I'm pretty fly.
For a white guy. Rob Tribble and for Carl Dukes. Hanging out here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And the only upset so far is Duquesne took out BYU.
Yep.
Rob had me cracking up earlier. I said, I guess the magic underpants didn't work for BYU. That made me chuckle. But right now you got a couple of close ones. But in the 8-9, that's a toss-up, as you would imagine.
It usually is, yeah.
But we'll keep you abreast if anything really wild starts to shake out. But don't forget, two locations. We're here at Twin Peaks. Also, the Cheetah is going on as well with our buddies Chris, the guys holding it down. It does bill to Alluvia on your credit card. Couple of things.
Is that how it works,
yes,
really?
Yeah.
I did not know
for
that.
For years.
How did I not know that?
Oh, what's your wife looking at your credit card bill for anyway, unless it's a joint account?
When I was married, I was cash heavy, baby.
You know, some guys, my wife and I, Carl and I have spoken about this before. Some guys have all the resources going together. We do maintain separate checking accounts.
I think that's a good way to go. actually.
I do, too. I mean, not everybody goes that way. I mean, I think whatever works for you works for you.
Exactly.
We have no kids. I am the kid. You know, I mean, I am the child.
The perpetual adolescent, yes.
We have a dog. The dog is a child. We've covered that. I bought the dog. Dog's mine. If we ever get separated, dog's coming with me. I mean, so I got the papers. I mean, so it's just cut and dry. You know, though, Carl brought this up last week, you know, with all these guys leering at my wife on the golf course, telling her she's got lovely eyes. I'm like, well, knock yourself out. I've already got the spot picked out on the Beltline. I know where I'm going.
Oh, my gosh, you have the escape plan already?
You've got to have a plan. My father, you know the story. For guys who don't know, who are new to the station, because it's new when Rob's on, because Carl's heard these stories about a zillion times. My mom and dad never got divorced, but they got separated a couple of times.
Well, I knew this story. I spent a lot of time with you out of school.
Because my father was a New York City cop. My mom was a school teacher. And my dad, the best times we had were my dad solo when he was a spec to being single. And so, you know, my first radio job was at the East End of Long Island in the Hamptons. Old man shows up one day and goes, yeah, me and your mom had a spat. You kicked me out. I'm going to lay low for a couple of days at your place. And that turned out to be the summer of 1988. So I kind of equated my dad being single
salad days
with more fun. So the old man always looked at me and goes, yeah, I'm looking at a place out there in East Hampton. You got to have an escape plan. So it's always been something that resonated with me.
Well, when I got divorced, I did not have an escape plan. So I kind of had to, you know.
How many more years of paying for your daughter's college?
One more.
All right, one more year.
Well, luckily there's a lot of loans and grants and stuff,
good.
Too. But I still, you know, still,
good to hear.
There's still obligations.
Good to hear. Rob Triple is in for Carl today. The headlines, again, brought to you by our buddies at, don't forget, Oconee right here. Heyman Ale is on draft, 28.3 degrees. And thanks to our buddies at Twin Peaks for carrying it at their locations, because that is Dukes and Bell supplemental 401k. All right, man. What about fast food via a drone? Is that something you'd be interested in? You think that would maybe get there a little bit quicker than using some of the services out there?
If point A to point B is quicker, I'm all for it.
All right,
absolutely.
For what it's worth, a pilot program rolled out today in Christiansburg, Virginia, which is just south of Roanoke by Virginia Tech, actually, for Wendy's. Wendy's customers around the country can soon maybe be able to receive their orders via a drone, thanks to a bold new collaboration between DoorDash and Alphabet's Wing, the food delivery just announced today.
But doesn't that raise your singles value meal from $13 to $27?
Well, let's read the article together and find out, because it's called proofreading. I didn't do it.
Because fast food's ridiculously expensive.
DoorDash partnering with the Wing's drones pilot program, trying in Virginia. Select local customers will be able to order eligible menu items from Wendy's, the pilot's first partner. Wing drones will fly eligible items, Baconators, Frosties, even chili, at 65 miles an hour before gently dropping them off on your front lawn. If there are too many orders, the meal will be delivered by a squadron. So you'll have a fleet of drones bringing your order.
What, are they dropping by parachute? Because that didn't work so well in Palestine. You see where the
parachutes
failed. No. But
easy.
What happened was they're dropping aid.
Yes.
And it was killing people.
The parachute has to open.
Yeah,
it's an important part of the process.
I'm not taking a side. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Yes.
We should be allowed to talk about some things.
Maybe safer to bring it by boat up to the dock they built. We'll find out. Customers simply have to select driver by drone tab, place their Wendy's order. The meals will then be prepped, packaged, and delivered via drone. I'm still trying to find the price point. All homes within a 2.5-mile radius of a Wendy's, the pilot program, will be eligible. They got to provide a lawn or a landing pad, so you got to provide a GPS where this thing's going to wind up.
I thought Amazon was on the vanguard of that, weren't they?
I thought they were doing it. Wing has already been delivering items for 36 Walmart stores in seven states, including Dallas, Texas, and there's no mention of the price point. So I'm not sure how much they're going to jam, but they're saying it's part of DoorDash. So whatever your DoorDash premium is, maybe add 10% to that. If it's faster, I'll do it.
Well, you don't have to tip a drone.
But will your burger get colder with the breeze?
Yeah, will your Frosty be milk when you get
it? That's the question. Not a little interesting. I mean, I'm not totally opposed to the idea. Hey, another way you can get your fast food if you live by me is by driving your golf cart. Peachtree City Police shared a photo of a golf cart rolled over on its side with a deadpan reminder. This is from Channel 2. Never okay to drive drunk. While it may be 5 o'clock, it's not okay to drive drunk.
Oh, they pop you for DUIs on golf courses down there.
Big
time. Happens all the time.
There's this whole you got to have a permit number for your golf cart.
Yeah.
Now, I say I moved to Peachtree City because it's just easier than
Sharpsburg.
But I live about literally half a mile shy of where the path begins. Yeah. Then I could then go to all the bars and restaurants. And,
that's where you guys go, though.
Correct. So I'm not. It's not kosher to have the cart on the street. Yeah, so it's not okay to drive a golf cart while intoxicated with a suspended license. Definitely not okay to flip your golf cart while drunk with a suspended license. We shouldn't have to remind you, the Peachtree City Police. So it is a thing. A couple of years ago, they have a concert venue, kind of like Chastain, called the Fred.
I've been there. I've been to the Fred. I actually saw improv comedy there. The Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, we saw Boz Scaggs there last year. Yeah. A couple years back.
Good
great
Lord.
Shows. Yeah, man.
Can he still sing?
Yeah,
he can.
Dude,
he's like 75. Good for him.
Smooth as silk. Belting it out. Better than Bruce Springsteen. Coming up in a second. Stay tuned for that story in just a minute.
Hilda Springsteen.
That's a tease within a segment in Guy Talk. But no, it's a great venue. And we were walking back to our cars, and there was a ruckus. Can you describe the ruckus? We saw some blue lights, and some lady had dumped her cart right into a Mini Cooper.
Just
like literally,
boy.
Like, where is Innsbruck, Austria? What are you doing, lady? What the hell's going on? So, yes, it is kind of cool to have the cart, but you can't be – it's not an excuse. You can't get schnockered in the golf cart. Goes without saying. All right, I showed an image to Rob during the commercial break.
It can't be real.
And I'm going to tweet it out here as soon as we wrap up with the segment – and we'll get your feedback. Bruce Springsteen had a bad stomach ulcer. He had to cancel some tour dates. And then he finally got back on tour. And he comes out, and I guess Bruce is waxing his chest these days, or that's his prerogative. And he's got a kind of a lighter hair because he's going gray. But the way the camera angle caught him, a lot of people are saying he looks a lot like Tilda Swinton. The English actress who's played a number of roles.
Who is like,
some of that are gender-bending at her time.
She is like one of the most interesting-looking people. I'm not saying I covet her, but there are times, though.
Right.
I was like, wow, she looks kind of good. And then other times, like, wow, she just like looks like an alien.
Several people on Twitter were left aghast at Bruce Springsteen's appearance. That's Tilda Swinton, one guy said. I'm not even trying to be funny when a guy says, I thought it was Megan Rapinoe from the U.S. women's national team. No, is that Ellen DeGeneres? Cracked another.
Oh, boy.
So, Bruce, I mean, his look has evolved over the years, but I'll put the photos up, and you can draw your own conclusions. I'm not against Bruce. I love songs.
I've never gotten into it.
But my argument, this is what I used to have with Steak.
Steak loves Bruce. We know this, yeah.
My feeling is the same argument we just had about the Falcons. If you put Tommy Novus, if you put you know, any of your favorite Falcons that were really good, there's your meatball sub, by the way. Doesn't that look delicious?
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Yeah, if you put Jesse Tuggle in a Jets uniform, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
If you give the critics that East Coast elite snobbery that ran with Springsteen, remember, his agent is a music critic, who, for those who don't know how that helped to evolve, I'll take Bob Seger over Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, really?
And I'll die on that hill.
I don't begrudge that. When people say they like somebody, just because I don't like them doesn't mean they're not to be liked.
I've got probably about half a dozen or more Bruce Springsteen songs on my iTunes.
Yeah.
But to me, Springsteen is just as good. It's just as the message connects with me. And Bob Seger just, you know, it's a different energy. But some of look, the band is very similar. You got a sax player.
Yeah.
You got great musicianship. The songs all have hooks. What's the difference?
Well, think about
one guy's romanticizing Northern Michigan, the other guy's romanticizing Northern Jersey.
Yeah, an old thing about Bruce being for the working man. You see what his concert tickets cost when he came here about a year ago? It was like the national debt.
Sometimes you and your old man had a spat. Here's another song about a car. So
we've spent more money to Ukraine than those tickets cost.
I am not anti-Bruce. I'm more pro Bob Seger.
I'm not anti-Bruce either. Yeah. It's just never been my thing.
No, I will die on that hill. I put Bob
what
Seger.
Was it with Bruce,
I put
though?
Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band over Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
What was it with Bruce's weird cadence when he would speak over the last 15 years?
He always talks like he grew up.
It's kind of weird. Or he's waiting for his laxative to kick, or his kicking in.
But
you know
what's even funnier is Bon Jovi talks the same way. Bon Jovi's, they give you your whole life to make your first album, and you got 6 weeks to make your second album. What was everybody in North Jersey talk like they're on the prairie? What the hell? Where did this accent come from? Yeah, you know, riding fences later. I'm out there wanted, dead or alive. And there's your Guy Talk, brought to you by Dukes and Bell, Hey Man Ale. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, got some soccer tickets for you. We're going to talk about the Falcons and what a Sports Illustrated writer, Matt Bertaram, thinks about the moves we've made. Are we opposed to what young Henley said, going to win this division in the NFC South.
Henley's going to start seeing other teams is what he's going to do.
Sounds like. Also, guys.
It's not me, it's you, Falcon.
Steakhouse. Brian Snicker was on with Steak, and you want to hear what he had to say about the rotation, about the decision to make your number one starter. Again, going with the guy that we think Strider is the guy. And then Philly and how tough it is to play up there. It's all coming up in the big, meaty 5 o'clock hour, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.